things I've honestly loved about the Shorebirds joining the Carolina League is that I've suddenly gotten to see quite a few brand new ballparks, but also ballparks that obviously the Shorebirds never visited, including Salem. Obviously, last year we got to see the new Fred Nats ballparks, the 0-2 rolled on the ground right to Romero, vacuums it up, throws it across, and there's two away here in the fourth.
And that is one of my great joys, is going to a ballpark for the first time. And since I've been to them all at this point, that means brand new ballpark to me. Fredericksburg is just a lovely ballpark. And it's interesting, I don't know if a lot of listeners know this, but the team that designed the Fredericksburg ballpark designed this also back in the mid-90s.
Really?
There's an architecture company. See, this is how mired in the minutiae I get on these things. But there's a company called Tetra Tech, and they designed here, and they were serving the ballpark design master, Peter Kirk, who is responsible for a lot of the ballparks that have been built here in the Mid-Atlantic region. And so he was involved in this and brought Tetra Tech in. The main designer then spun off from Tetra Tech, and she's still designing things. She designed the Fredericksburg Park. I got to know her well when I was working on the review last year. And so it's interesting to me. And actually, Friday night I was in Waldorf at the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs, okay, of the Atlantic League. Also a ballpark designed by those same people. So there's a common thread that goes through here. I think they did Bowie. I think they did Frederick, if I remember correctly. And so, you know, Peter Kirk has just been so instrumental in minor league baseball in the Mid-Atlantic area. He really deserves a lot of credit. And so it's interesting to be here and see what that handiwork produced in comparison to the other ballparks that all have similarities. You know, there's similar characteristics about open concourses and all those kinds of things. And you go to one ballpark and you see some similarities with others. I'm always comparing ballparks with other ballparks I've been to.
Two outs, a runner at first as Jonathan Diaz comes to the play. Ryan Long trying to post the score of this frame. Something that I've noticed as somebody who grew up here in the Mid-Atlantic is that ballpark boom in the late 90s when Shorebirds Ballpark got built. And when many of the other ballparks within the Orioles affiliate chain also got built,
and
they
also
all had,
most of the
similar
ballparks in the Eastern League,
yeah,
they were a lot of those opened at about the same time as Bowie did, and they all have a similar look because that the state of the art of ballpark design and construction at that time is what you saw in all of those. It has progressed in some interesting ways. I think Hartford is a ballpark that really exemplifies the new age of ballparks being state-of-the-art. So there's a lot of ballparks out there that folks should go visit.
Well, Joe, give us one more half inning as Ryan Long tosses the scoreless frame. We go to the bottom of the fourth, still tied at one, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. You're 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Last of the fourth here from Purdue Stadium. It's Salem 1, Delmarva 1. Sam Jelinek alongside Joe Mock talking a little bit about baseball ballparks because we are with the master of the ballparks from baseballparks.com. Trendon Craig leads it off for the Birds here in the fourth, takes the first pitch up and in. And we're talking about just how construction of ballparks, obviously the Shorebirds Ballpark just celebrated its 30th anniversary, and things have just been, you know, I love it here, quite frankly, as Craig fouls off the 1-0, it's 1-1 now.
Oh, when you think of a city the size of Salisbury having a facility at that's as nice as this, as comfortable as this, as well-designed as this, not a lot of cities of this size have something like that. And this is really a treasure. And I know the folks here locally, you know, they're Oriole fans mostly. They're happy to see the young Orioles come up through the system here. I'm happy that that's been, the, you know, the franchise has been elevated a level in the new shakeout of things. But the folks here in Delmarva should really, really appreciate what they have here because other markets of this size just don't have anything of the sort.
And just to see the way the community, you know, has been able to rally around, making sure that this is a team that will stick around for as long as Purdue Stadium has the Purdue name on it,
right,
is something that's been very cool. And obviously you've seen how ballparks have progressed from the time that this ballpark was built and opened back in the late 90s versus, you know, we were just talking off air in between the innings as Craig lines this one to short by the backhand stab of Meyer and on into left for a base hit. How Kannapolis, base ballpark built around the same time as Shorebirds back in 96. They just opened up a brand new one. What do you think's changed?
Well, the needs of cities is what has changed more than anything else, Sam. Kannapolis is a great example. That, you know, that ballpark was built in the 90s. It met the needs of the market at the time, but did absolutely nothing to encourage people to go to restaurants or do shopping or whatever in Kannapolis because it was built several miles outside of town in a big grassy area. Okay. So what changed in Kannapolis was the desire to do what has historically been called urban renewal in and have some kind of anchor that are going to draw people into the downtown area to eat and shop and that kind of thing. And that is that new ballpark there. And it is fantastic. It is beautiful. And, of course, you know, Beloit, Wisconsin is another example of that was a market that was targeted to lose its franchise. And because the local business community got behind it, and people can read all about this on my baseballparks.com website, it saved the franchise to have a new ballpark. And it's done downtown where it draws people to the restaurants and all that kind of thing. It's really well thought out.
Servideo strikes out for the first out here in the fourth. Encarnacion now with seven Ks. Game still tied at one here in the last of the fourth. And, you know, talking about what you do with baseballparks.com and all the reviews and things, what do you dive into reviews-wise? Do you like to just chop it up to, okay, fan experience-wise, or are you getting into the nitty-gritty?
After doing these reviews for a couple of years, I settled on a format that I have now followed religiously for the last 20 years or so.
Runner goes on the first pitch and able to swipe. Second is Craig as the pitch missed down and away. I think Arcia got crossed up. Shorebirds with the man in scoring position.
Yeah, he was expecting a pitch out because he had jumped up and outside. The pitcher didn't get that memo that it was pitch out time.
So the Shorebirds with a chance maybe take the lead here in a game that is relatively flown by.
It has. And that's one thing I love about minor league baseball. You don't have any of these 45-minute innings typically like you have in the majors all the time, and they all last 3 hours. And I think pace of play is something that I really – the purists don't like it when I say these things. But I think pace of play, you know, having the pitch clock and all that kind of thing, they really need to move games along more rapidly in Major League Baseball. But getting back, okay, so by my ballpark reviews, I settled into – looking at new ballparks in four ways, the first being the setting, about where it is. And there's always a good story there. You know, why did, when they built this new ballpark, when they were doing the design, even before that, why did they put it where they did? And Kannapolis is just an absolutely perfect example of, you know, location, 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 right downtown in the middle of their urban renewal area. So the first category I look at is the setting. The second is, what does the exterior look like? You know, what's it look like at night? How's the lighting? How's the landscaping? How's, you know, everything that is the physical plant of the ballpark that the fan sees from the outside looking in? What is that like? So that's second. Third is the interior.
Pitches lined to third on one hop. Jordan, a phenomenal pick. Gets up, throws to first, retires Romero, and probably saved a run there. So stay tied at one here in the fourth, now with two away.
And when I was 40 years younger than now, I didn't have those good of reactions to be able to make that kind of play. That was beautiful. So the third area that I look at when analyzing a new park is the architecture, the seating bowl, how were things arranged inside, why did they do these things in right field that are different than in left field, and in other words, that's really the architectural section. The final section, which is the one that is the favorite, that's the one that people always tell me they like the best, is about the game day experience. You know, what is the food like? How expensive are the tickets? You know, what is the merchandise like? Is stuff reasonably priced there? What promotions? You know, I mean, those are the things about when a fan attends a game, what's it like? Not, you know, where's their seat, but what did it cost them to sit in that seat? And are there things for the kids to do? What's the mascot like? What's the sound like? What's the video board like? And that kind of thing. And people love to read about what the game day experience is like at places they haven't been. And so that one section probably takes me as long to write as the other three put together. But I have just a tremendous time doing this. And as anyone who's, you know, been reading my reviews over the years will tell you, no one writes as many words about new ballparks as I do.
And that's one thing I'm curious about when you talk about game day experience, since you said you had been around the Salisbury area when the ballpark opened, not just how the ballpark's changed itself since 96, but how's that experience changed from when you were here in 96 to now?
Well, when I was here in 96, remember, it had just opened. And so the franchise was just getting its feet set in how it wanted to present a game. You know, what I've seen here today, the things in between innings, the frisbee toss, you know, the fun for the fans, and especially the fans who bring kids, that kind of thing, I like it a lot. It's not overblown like I see in a lot of places.
Well, Grillion strikes out for out number three here in the fourth as the Shorebirds leave the go-ahead run in scoring position. Joe, thank you so much for joining me for a couple of innings. Finally had somebody to talk to, and finally had somebody to talk about Purdue Stadium with. Where can people find you?
Baseballparks.com is my website. They can find me on social media, on Twitter and Instagram at Baseballparks.
On to the fifth, Shorebirds and Red Sox tied at one here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Strathmo and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. On to the top of the fifth here in game 1-2 between the Shorebirds and the Sox tied at one. Good pitching duel between Ryan Long and Juan Daniel Encarnacion. Lead off for the Red Sox here in the fifth. It's Jose Garcia, 8-hole hitter, takes a pitch up and in for ball one. Garcia, Meredith, and then Paulino here in the fifth for Salem. Long has struck out six over four innings. The 1-0, Garcia takes a fastball up and in. Counts 2-0. Six strikeouts for Long is the most that he's tallied in a game since he struck out six Augusta Green Jackets back on April the 29th. The 2-0. Garcia off the hands, flares it down the first base line, just foul. Over the head of Isaac De Leon down the line. Step and a half foul, and the count's 2-1 on Garcia. Walked his first time up. Long worked around a two-out walk in the fourth. So he struck out five his first turn through the lineup against Salem. Has only struck out one since. Has been very effective. Has allowed just two hits, a couple of walks. It's all ready from the first base side of the rubber. Deals to Garcia, right-handed batter. Tied at one, top five. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Can't get the call off the outside corner. And the count's 3-1. Two up next after Long is supposed to be Darlin Alcantara, but Long right now at 73 pitches. The 3-1. Breaking ball misses up and in for ball four, and he walks Garcia for the second time tonight. Brings up Keir Meredith, the 9-hole hitter. Meredith struck out looking his first time up. Left-handed batter, here's the first pitch. Fastball misses up and away for ball one. Long dealt with command issues when he went through this part of the order the last time in the bottom of the second. He walked Garcia and then had a 3-2 count on Meredith. He pulled a string on a changeup. 3-2 and struck out Meredith to end the frame. The 1-0, runner goes. Meredith shows bunt, drops it down towards third. Romero, bare hand snap, throws to first, and it pulls De Leon off the bat. Second error of the game for Romero after he dropped a baseball on a potential tag play at third. Up to second goes Garcia. And the Red Sox threatening here in a tie game in the fifth. First and second, nobody out, top of the order. Edinson Paulino digs in. 0 for 2 tonight. First pitch to him. He shows bunt, drops it down back to the mound towards the first base side. Long grabs it, flips it to first, retires Paulino on the sacrifice. So Salem with a little small ball here in the fifth. Paulino a sacrifice bunt. Runners advance to second and third. That brings up Marcelo Meyer. Meyer 0-2 is struck out and grounded to third. Infield plays with the corners in, middle infield back, and the first pitch is a changeup that misses up and away for ball one. The 1-0, Meyer swings and misses. Fastball that are high. Gets him to chase after it, 1-1. Meyer again having a troublesome series against the Shorebirds. He went hitless when Delmarva and Salem met up in Salem a couple of weeks ago. 1-1, swing and a miss. Chases a changeup outside, and the count's 1-2. And now here this week has just a couple of hits, a couple of RBIs, but not really Marcelo Meyer-esque numbers. Corners in, middle infield back, second and third, one out. Tied at one, top of the fifth. Long the set, here's the pitch, and Meyer swings and misses. Got him with the fastball up. Seventh strikeout of the game for Long, that ties a career high. And there's two away here in the fifth. Brings up the 3-0 hitter, Blaze Jordan. Still second and third, two out. Salem 1, Delmarva 1. Haven't seen a run on the board. Jordan takes a fastball outside for ball one. Jordan has flied to right and popped out to second. Right-handed batter. Jordan, unlike Meyer, has owned the Shorebirds this season. Was 2-for-4 back on Friday. The pitch. Jordan swings, hits it off the hands into shallow right. Second baseman Valdez scampers out and puts it away with one hand as Long maneuvers out of the second and third one-out jam to strand them there and post a scoreless fifth. On to the bottom of the fifth. Salem 1, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home, I guess, technically, here as we go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Salem 1, Delmarva 1, game 1 of this twin bill. Remember, just a 7-inning contest here today. And we've got our first TechNet call to the bullpen, as well as a defensive change. Rainer Bonassi is taking over at second base, as Marcelo Meyer has exited the game. Paulino has moved to short, and Bonassi takes over at second, hitting in Meyer's spot. Luis Valdez leads it off against Maceo Campbell on the TechNet call to the bullpen. First pitch fastball misses high to him for ball one. So a new middle of the infield for Salem, both on the mound and at second. The 1-0. Valdez takes up high for ball two. Valdez on base both times today. Walked and scored in the first. Only run of the game for the Shorebirds. Stolen three bases. Switch hitter bats left, the 2-0. Fastball just outside for ball three. Campbell from the first base side of the rubber, the righty from a high set, the pitch. Valdez takes low, ball four. Campbell walks him on four pitches here to open up the bottom of the fifth. Go ahead, run aboard for the Shorebirds, and you can bet your bottom dollar Valdez will be off and running pretty shortly. Thirty stolen bases this season now for Valdez. So starting to get up there, single season record book. Down to the mound goes the pitching coach Nick Green. He's talking with just Campbell. Trying to get him set straight here. But if Valdez wants to get into the top five in the Shorebirds record books, he'll need to get to at least 40. Single season record was 60 set by Daryl Dent back in 1997. Here's Heston Kerstad, the pitch home. He takes fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Kerstad, one for two. An RBI double back in the first. One Red Sox, one last of the fifth. Valdez a big lead from first. Campbell high set. Throws over to first, and Valdez back in with a dive. Shorebirds saw Campbell earlier this week, nearly mounted a humongous comeback against him as he ended up getting tagged for four runs. Shorebirds trailed 7-1 going into the ninth and ended up losing 7-5 back on Wednesday. 0-1, Valdez runs, Kerstad takes outside, the throw to second is not in time. Valdez with his fourth stolen base of the game, his 31st of the season. And back to the handy-dandy record book as far as single-game records go. Shorebird's record for most stolen base in a game by one individual player is four, which Valdez has done right here is a throwback to second. Valdez in with a headlong dive. He becomes the fifth Shorebird to steal four stolen bases in a game. Last done by Kirvin Mesquite back on April the 6th, 2018 against Asheville. The 1-1. Kerstad belts it deep straightaway center. Seamus goes back, is able to track it down, makes the catch, spins and throws it back in as Valdez tags and advances to third. Kerstad hit it on the screws. For the first down of the inning recorded, Valdez does get to third, though, with one away. Brings up Elio Prado. Campbell ready on the hill, 6-1, 215. 4-1 with a 3.66 ERA, making his 21st appearance. Infield comes in, tied at one, bottom of the fifth. Valdez at third for the Shorebirds, the pitch. And Prado, a meek swing at a breaking ball down and away for strike one. Prado 0-2 in this one, has flied to center and struck out looking. Campbell, high red Sox, comes ready. Light kick, the pitch. Breaking ball down the dirt. 1-1. Campbell was signed as an undrafted game. This year, 32 innings, has struck out 42 and walked 20. Valdez at third, the go-ahead run for the Shorebirds, last of the fifth. Here's the pitch, and Prado fouls it straight back. 1-2. Campbell to the ready. Down the hill, the 1-2. Breaking ball out in front of the plate. Nice block by Garcia. And the count now even at 2-2. Darlin Alcantara looks like he's ready to go out in the Shorebirds bullpen after Ryan Long has gone to 5. Shorebirds trying to let him leave in line for the win. 2-2. Prado, a chopper down the first baseline. Here comes Valdez from third. The throw to the plate from Miller is airmailed to the backstop. Prado around first, and he'll go to second on the throwing error. Valdez scores, and the Shorebirds take a 2-1 lead. Fielder's choice. Prado gets credit for the RBI. Goes to second on the error. Valdez scores, and the Shorebirds grab a 2-1 lead. Not exactly how the bird drew it up, but it'll work nonetheless. Prado with his 8th RBI of the season. And that brings up Isaac De Leon. Prado now out at 2nd, 1 out. Shorebirds 2, Red Sox 1, bottom of the 5th. De Leon, the cleanup man at the plate. Campbell deals. And De Leon, a big rip, fouls it back and out of play. Strike 1. De Leon over 1 was plunked in the head. His last time up, a breaking ball. 0-1. Fastball up and in, and De Leon has to turn out of the way of it. Takes off his helmet. Tries to recompose himself a little. Prado at 2nd, 1 out. Bonassi holds him tight. Campbell deals. And De Leon takes a fastball in the outside corner for strike 2. Shorebirds just took the lead on Elio Prado's RBI fielder's choice. One-two. De Leon tries to check his swing. Peel out to second and no swing, says Corey Gerber. Breaking ball down the dirt. Not like it looked like De Leon went around, but gets the benefit of the doubt. Stays alive. Two-two. De Leon pops it back and out of play. Up towards us. Two balls, two strikes. Pronto at second, one out. Here's the pitch. De Leon takes a called strike three. Fastball on the inside corner. Two away here in the fifth. First strikeout for Campbell. Brings up Frederick Benkozme, who's 17-game on-base streak in some peril here. He's 0 for 2. Has Pronto at second, two outs. Bottom of the fifth. Shorebirds 2, Red Sox 1. Kick and the pitch. And Benkozme drills one deep straight away center. Seamus packing up on it, though, has a read on it. He's able to settle under it and put it away for the final. Now Elio Pronto, RBI fielder's choice, scores Valdez from third. On to the sixth, it's Delmarva 2, Salem 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth, Shorebirds now with a 2-1 lead over the Salem Red Sox, and a TechNet call to the bullpen to tell you about as Ryan Long leaves after five innings in line for the win. One of his best starts of the season, ties five innings, two hits, one run. Carlin Alcantara comes on. Righty works from the first base side of the rubber. His first pitch to Tyler Miller is fouled straight back for strike one. Long leaves in line for the win after stranding men at second and third in the top of the fifth. Sees the Shorebirds scratch out a run in the bottom of the fifth. 2-1 Delmarva, top six. Miller, the cleanup man, leads it off. In the 0-1, he spanks it on the ground through the hole left side. On to left for a base hit. Tyler Miller starting to really heat up after a pretty disastrous first couple months of the season here in July now, hitting above 270. Homered already today, and he has two of the now three hits in the game for the Red Sox. The only other hit that they have is Brian Gonzalez's single as Gonzalez digs in right here. First and one for two in the game. Man at first, nobody out. Pitch home. Gonzalez hits it on the ground to short. Spinning ball, Benkozme fields, flips to second. One, really to first in time for a 6-4-3 double play as Alcantara rolls it just one pitch after Miller singled. Just like that, two away. Three pitches into the frame. Brings up Carson Seamus, 0 for 1. He walked back in the fourth. Alcantara making his third appearance of the season for the Shorebirds. His first out of the bullpen. First pitch misses up and in to Seamus for ball one. Through six innings, he's allowed 8 runs, 5 earned. He's walked 10. Struck out 4. 6-3, 180, 1-0. It's on the outside corner with a fastball for strike one. Two outs, nobody on, top of the sixth. Shorebirds with a 2-1 lead over the Red Sox. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner, spun nicely by Alcantara. 1-2. Last time out for Darlin was disastrous against Fredericksburg. Gave up 6 runs, 3 earned. So he walked 5, didn't strike anybody out in 2-plus innings. Seamus hits it in the air down the first baseline. De Leon, the first baseman, able to reel it in right in front of the tarp in foul ground. Spins around it, keeps his footing, and Darlin Alcantara faces the minimum here in the 6th. 5.5 in the books. It's Delmarva 2, Salem 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Last the 6th, Shorebirds with a 2-1 lead over the Red Sox. Trenton Craig leads it off against Maceo Campbell, and a first pitch fastball's in at the belt for strike one. Birds with a 2-1 lead after scratching out a run in the 5th off of Maceo Campbell, comes back out for the 6th. Trenton Craig at the plate and the pitch. Fastball misses down and away. Name for the Birds, Craig, Servideo, and Romero. Craig singled, stole the base back in the 4th. Campbell from the stretch with nobody on. Here's the pitch. Craig swings and misses. 1-2. Campbell high set the pitch, and Craig hits it in the air out of play, first base side. 1-2. Craig foul tips it, held onto by Jose Garcia for strike 3. Campbell with his second strikeout of the bullpen, and there's one away here to begin the frame. Game 1-2 here today, 5-6 in the series. Shorebirds trying to have a chance at a series win later today if they can hold on here to this one-run lead. Anthony Servideo at the plate. Left-handed batter open stance. He's 0-2 today with 2 strikeouts. The pitch. Servideo checks his swing, but it's a called strike anyway. Down and away. 0-1. Wind starting to really blow in strongly from left towards the right field pole. 0-1. Fastball misses high. 1-1. For those that are potentially curious here, 1-1. Servideo rips one to straightaway center, but that's right at Seamus. Brings in the liner with relative ease. 2 away here in the 6th. There were some reports circulating around Twitter within our own press box, for that matter, as well, about why Marcelo Meyer got pulled here from this game. And some were trying to connect some dots, as Brian Reynolds of the Pirates had actually been removed from right now. Maybe the Red Sox are going to make a trade. The first pitch to Noel, but Romero, he tries to drop down a bunt, but pops it foul down the third baseline for strike one. It's been reported now that Brian Reynolds left the game for the Pirates with right side discomfort. So no trade imminent. And we personally have not seen anything to indicate anything like that for Meyer. down in the Red Sox dugout ourselves. The 0-1. Romero shoots it to the top of the net, first base side. It's 0-2. Noelbert 1-for-2 in the game. Two outs, last of the sixth. Delmarva 2, Salem 1. Twin Bill here today. 0-2 to Romero. Checks his swing on a fastball up and out of the zone. They'll appeal to first, but no swing. Count stays at 1-2. One-two pitch. Romero tries to check his swing again. Appeal to first. This time, Romero can't hold up. Corey Gerber says he went around. And Maceo Campbell tosses a 1-2-3-6 with strikeouts to bookend it. On to the seventh. Shorebirds 3 outs away from a win. Darlin Alcantara will try to pick up his first save for the Shorebirds. It's Delmarva 2, Salem 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2023 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2023 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend at Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th. It's Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the seventh, Shorebirds trying to lock down a win against the Salem Red Sox. It's the Shorebirds 2 and the Red Sox 1. Darlin Alcantara faced the minimum in the sixth thanks to a 6-4-3 double play. As 7, 8, and 9 do up here in the seventh, last chance for the Sox. First pitch to Jonathan Diaz. Fastball that sinks down and away for ball one. Diaz, Garcia, and Meredith here in the seventh and final frame for the Red Sox. Alcantara, the righty, winds and fires and misses down low for ball two. His first two outings with the Shorebirds, Alcantara has been both good and bad, but consistently has been issuing too many walks. He's walked 5 in each of his first two appearances as the 2-0 misses down and in for ball three. Walked 5 against Lynchburg on the 25th, but worked around it. Gave up just 2 runs. Wasn't so lucky last week. 3-0. Fastball down the middle for strike one. As he walked 5 2+ innings against Fredericksburg, ended up giving up 6 runs, 3 earned. Wind up in the 3-1 to Diaz. He swings and misses for strike two. Ryan Long went the first 5 here today for the Shorebirds in line for the win, striking out 7, tying a career high. 3-2 on Diaz opening up the 7th. Here's the pitch. He swings and it's a chopper down the first base line. That's foul. And the count stays. Three and two on Diaz opening up the 7th. Here's the pitch. And he swings and pops it up, back and out of play. Count remains at 3-2. Blake Loubier starting to throw out in the Red Sox bullpen just in case this game goes to the bottom of the 7th. Alcantara kicks and deals, and it's down and in ball 4. He walks Diaz here to begin the 7th, the tying run on for the Red Sox. Shorebirds have blown a couple of 7th inning leads already this week. Last game that they played on Friday night had a 4-run lead. And now it looks like Darryl Bellin is going to come on and pinch run for Diaz. So Bell and Finch runs here. It'll take over for Diaz, who, although de-aging, is by trade a catcher. So Bell in far better speed than him. Tying run at first for Salem, top of the seventh. At the plate, Jose Garcia, the catcher, in the first pitch. Alcantara misses down and away for ball one. Shorebird scored in the very first inning on a Heston Kerstad RBI double. Salem tied it in the second on a Tyler Miller solo homer. Stayed at one all until the bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Garcia, a weak tapper foul, third base side. Count evens at one. Shorebirds finally took the lead in the bottom of the fifth again. Luis Valdez scampering home on a fielder's choice. Chopper down the first base line. Middle infield at double play depth. Alcantara, high set. Throws over to first, and Bellin back in with a dive. On the season, Bellin just 1-for-1 in stolen bases. Don't think he'll be thinking about running here, just really just an improvement speed-wise over Diaz. 1-1. Breaking ball misses outside, 2-1. Swing and a miss. Snap throw back to first, and Bellin back in with a dive. Count evens up at 2-2 on Garcia, though. Alcantara gets a swing and a miss. Alcantara ready, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball off the outside corner. Good pitch from Alcantara, and there's one away here in the seventh. Remember, seven-inning game. We'll have game two of this doubleheader in just a little bit. Hopefully the Shorebirds wrap this one up shortly. And then probably, imagine round six, just a little bit after six, we'll have game two. First pitch to Keir Meredith. Misses down low for ball one. Meredith batting ninth, reached on an error his last time up. He's 0-for-2. Here's the pitch. Meredith takes. Fastball barely gets the bottom of the zone. One ball, one strike. Middle infield on a modified double play depth. Second baseman fouled his way towards the hole on the right side, and the pitch home. It's fouled back and out of play. Alcantara jumps ahead on Meredith, 1-2. A ball and two strikes on Meredith. Bellin at first, the tying run. The pitch. He swings, it's a tapper back to the mound. Alcantara fields, throws to second for one. And Ben Cosme puts it in his back pocket. The shortstop accepts just the one out. Meredith with his speed able to fly down the line. No chance at a double play. Now two away. Shorebirds an out away from a win. With the tying run still at first. And Meredith, with his speed, he might be thinking about running. Ensign Paulino, the leadoff man, now comes to the plate. He's 0-for-2. Dropped down to sacrifice bunt his last time up. Alcantara set. Here's the pitch. And Paulino grounds it towards the hole right side. That sneaks into right for a base. And Meredith flying around second. He goes first to third without a play. Throw goes into short. Now coming home, Meredith. Here's the throw. Grullón picks it, applies the tag, and the game is over. Frederick Ben-Cosme with the strike to the plate. Grullón with the pick. And Meredith trying to score as the Shorebirds threw the ball into second. Gets hosed at the plate. And the Shorebirds win it 2-1. Luke Mons comes in for a conversation with the umpires about something here. I'm not quite sure what, but for now the ball game is over and the Shorebirds win it by a final of 2-1. I'm not sure what Mons is discussing here. Maybe he thinks Gurion had to get into the path of the ball, but, oh, conversation's done, game's over, and the Shorebirds win it. Your final is 2-1 on a wild end of the game as Meredith tries to score from first on a single to right. Shorebirds win it 2-1. They'll go for the series win next. We'll go ahead, take a break, and we'll come back with game two, which will start at exactly 6 o'clock. So stick with us until then. Your final score here in game one, it's game two in about a half hour here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome back, everybody. Sam Jelinek here with you for game two of this doubleheader between Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Shorebirds took game one just about half hour ago or so by a final score of 2-1. His end of the game was certainly pretty thrilling. Kier Meredith trying to essentially steal home, base hit into right. He went first to third, and throw back into second was kind of looped in. Meredith tried to sneak on home under the Shorebirds' noses. Shorebirds threw him out of the plate by a couple of steps, and that's how the game ended. Shorebirds taking a 2-1 win, and now a 3-2 series lead, so a shot now to take a series win here in both the second game of the Twin Bill and the series finale. Shorebirds have just taken the field, so let's introduce you to the Birds here in Game 2 and their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. Luis Valdez leads it off. He's in center. Anthony Servideo plays second and bats second. Trendon Craig in left field bats third. Isaac De Leon, third baseman, is the cleanup man. Frederick Benkozme, the DH, bats fifth. Noelbert Romero is the shortstop, batting sixth. Steven Acevedo in right field hits seventh, with Roberto Martinez, the first baseman, batting eighth. Michel Montecone does the catching, batting ninth, rounding it out for Juan de los Santos on the mound for the Shorebirds. For Salem, their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. Kier Meredith leads it off. He'll play left field. Brainer Bonassi, the shortstop, bats second. Blaise Jordan is the first baseman, bats third. Tyler Miller at third base, bats fourth. Eduardo Lopez bats fifth out in center field. Roberto Mexicano does the catching, hitting sixth. Brian Gonzalez is the DH, hitting seventh. Carson Semus, the second baseman, bats eighth. And Daryl Bellin out in right field bats ninth, rounding it out for Hunter Dobbins on the mound for the Red Sox. Shorebirds now at 25-54 overall. They are 4-10 here in the second half. Salem 10-7 here in the second half of the season. Shorebirds now a two-game winning streak. Their first two-game winning streak in over a month and a half. The last time they won back-to-back games, you have to go back to May the 19th to May the 20th. Nearly 2 months to the day. Shorebirds, the last time that they won back-to-back games. They'll try to win two games in one day for the first time this season, as they have done nothing but get swept or be split in doubleheaders so far this season. Juan de los Santos is on the hill for the Shorebirds. De Los making what is going to be his 15th start of the season, 16th appearance overall. He's 2-7 with a 4.55 ERA. Right-handed pitcher, 6'3", 250, 20 years old, out of San Cristobal in the DR. Deals to Kier Meredith to lead it off in the first pitch of the game. It's a fastball in the outside corner at 91. We're underway here in game two of this doubleheader at 6:02. Meredith from the left side takes the 0-1. It's on the outside corner, a breaking ball. Quickly, no balls and two strikes. 0-2 to Meredith. Swing and a miss. Foul tip held on to by Montecone, and De Los Santos makes quick work of Meredith, who makes the final out in game one of the doubleheader and now the first out here in game two of the Twin Bill. Brings up Rainer Bonassi, who made a late appearance in game one here today as he replaced Marcelo Meyer in the lineup. Pitch to him. De Los Santos misses down low the slider for ball one. Still haven't been given a reason for Meyer's departure from game one. So he left in about the fifth inning, took the field, and then abruptly wasn't there at shortstop to begin the inning. 1-0 is a breaking ball in the inside corner to Bonassi, 1-1. So Brainer getting his first at-bat of the day. Comes into the game hitting 244, the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner on 94. It's ball and two strikes. 691 OPS, no homers. 24 driven in for the freshly minted 20-year-old. The pitch. Bonacieux takes down and in. Bonacieux turned 20 yesterday. So he was going to have the day off anyway. Got to celebrate his birthday with a rainout. Count even at two. Bonacieux, switch hitter, bats from the left side. De Los Santos the turn. Here's the pitch. It's fouled out of play, third base side, towards the concourse, and the count's even at 2-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for Bonacieux. Stands nearly straight up at the plate. The 2-2, fastball called, strike three. 94 outside corner gets Bonacieux looking, and he knew it. De Los Santos sharp to begin his night, and now actually going back to the end of his last outing against Fredericksburg, De Los Santos has now struck out six in a row. Ended his outing against the Fred Nats last Sunday by striking out the final four he saw. Now Blaze Jordan. First pitch misses down and away for ball one. Two outs, nobody on here in the top of the first. Game two of this doubleheader. Blaze Jordan at the plate. First baseman hitting third. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball spanked out to straightaway center. Valdez has a read on it, though, in front of the warning track. He settles up and puts it away for the final out of the inning. Juan de Los Santos starts his outing with a 1-2-3 first. On to the bottom of the first, it's Salem nothing, Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contest, gets the awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road for the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Home half of the first from Salisbury. It's Salem nothing. Delmarva coming to bat against Hunter Dobbins on the mound for the Red Sox. Luis Valdez leads it off here in game two of this doubleheader. And the first pitch from Dobbins is fouled off at the plate for strike one. Valdez, Servideo, and Craig here in the first for the Shorebirds after Juan de Los Santos set down the Red Sox in order in the top of the first. Dobbins making his second start of the week. He was simply sensational. Back on Monday, pitched the 4th of July game, went five innings, a career long or season long for him. This is 0-1 to Valdez, and a fastball in there for a called strike two. Dobbins in the outing, five innings, one run on five hits, no walks. The pitch home, breaking ball misses down and in, 1-2, and struck out 10, a career high. Right-handed pitcher drafted out of Texas Tech, 5'10". Or rather, not 5'10", 6'2", 185, as the pitch home hits Valdez. Count 0-2, ends up plunking him. And Luis, who stole four bases in game one, might be off and running early here in this one. Brings up Anthony Servideo. Servideo playing second base here in game two after DHing in game one. Valdez a big lead at first. Dobbins set. Here's the pitch. Valdez bluffs from first, and the fastball's on the outside corner to Servideo for strike one. Scoreless game, home half of the first. Valdez at first after being hit by a pitch. Valdez stole four bases in game one, now 41 in the season. The pitch. Fastball sinks down and away for ball two. Four bases tied a franchise record, last done by Kirvin Mesquite back in 2018. 2-0 on Servideo. Middle infield at double play depth. Dobbins ready. Here's the pitch. Valdez runs. Servideo hits it high in the air down the left field line. I'll get back and out of play. Two balls, one strike. Or a ball and two strikes, beg your pardon. Thought it was 2-0. So 1-2 on Servideo. Dobbins, red glove, comes set. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball chopped on the ground to second. On the third hop, Seamus grabs it, throws to second for the out. And the throw back to first is airmailed. Karam's back into play after it went into the Salem dugout, so Servideo will be given second on the error. Bonacci tried to rifle that to first and just absolutely launched it out of play. So Valdez out on the 4-6 fielder's choice. Servideo reaches on the fielder's choice and is given second on the error. So now Servideo at second, one out. It brings up Trenton Craig. Craig batting third here in game two, playing left. Here's the pitch. And Craig swings and pops it up. Sky high down the first base line. Right in front of the bag, the first baseman Jordan settles on it away for the second out here in the first. So that brings up Isaac De Leon, the cleanup man, batting out of the four hole for the second time today. No score, bottom of the first, Servideo at second, two away. Dobbins on the mound, and this is the defense that Salem sets up behind him. It's Kier Meredith in left, Eduardo Lopez in center, Daryl Bellin in right. First pitch on its way to De Leon. Fastball just a little low. Ball one. Tyler Miller's at third. Brainerd Bonacci at short. Carson Seamus at second. And Blaze Jordan at first. Roberto Mexicano does the catching. Hunter Dobbins on the hill comes ready to pitch. And De Leon swings through a fastball letter high at 94 for strike one.
Come on, Leon!
Servideo a strong lead from second. Dobbins deals. Fastball on the inside corner. It's 1-2. Calling balls and strikes here in game two. It's Corey Gerber, thankfully feeling well enough with his wrist again to get behind home plate. Nobu Yazuda out in the field. 1-2 on De Leon. Home half of the first. Shorebird trying to sweep this doubleheader and get a series win. The pitch. De Leon swings and misses. Foul tip held onto by Mexicano. Dobbins strikes out De Leon to end the inning and transfer video. Out at second, after an inning of play, it's Salem nothing and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. This is the little moment's grow. So how much we care, and so much to protect each day.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the second between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. It's a scoreless game. Juan de los Santos and Hunter Dobbins dueling early on here. It was a 2-1 final in game one. Very well pitched, and seems as if game two will follow the same script. Here's Tyler Miller. Swings the first pitch of the second. Hits a dribbler down the first baseline, and that's because he drilled it off his foot. Strike one as he hobbles out of the box. Miller trying to replicate what he did in game one when he swung at the first pitch of the second inning and hit it down the right field line off the foul pole for a solo homer, his ninth of the season. Only run that Salem got in game one. Miller from the left side open stance. De Los Santos the wind. Here's the pitch. Fastball at 95 on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Defense behind De Los Santos to start this one out. Let's get it to you real quick. It's Trendon Craig in left. Luis Valdez in center. Steven Acevedo in right. 0-2. Miller swings and misses. De Los Santos with a punch out. Three out of the first four outs for him have been strikeouts. And there's one away here in the second. Around the infield, Isaac De Leon's at third, Noelbert Romero at short, Anthony Servideo at second, Roberto Martinez at first, and Michael Montecone does the catching. Switch hitter bats from the left side, and De Los Santos sizzles a fastball over the outside corner for strike one. De Los Santos with three strikeouts in his first four batters here today, 0-1. Lopez takes a curveball down low for ball one. Combine that with the four strikeouts he had to end his outing against Fredericksburg. Now, of the past eight hitters he's faced, the 1-1. Slider misses inside, 2-1. Seven of the past eight have gone down on strikes. Lopez set out game one, hitting 228 on the season. Takes a rip at the 2-1 and dribbles it foul up the first base side. And the count's even at two. Lopez, four homers, 15 driven in. One out, nobody on, top of the second, no score. The pitch, and Lopez able to just nick it foul up the first base side. Count remains at 2-2. De Los Santos, first base out of the rubber, rocks and deals. And Lopez, a defensive hack, shoots it out of play into the seats, third base side. Stay at 2-2. Be interesting to see how long the Shorebirds ask De Los Santos to go today. Talking to Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. before the game, said they had five guys lined up to pitch across the 14 innings today. The 2-2. Lopez swings and hits it high in the air onto deep right. Acevedo back at the warning track in front of the wall. He settles up and puts it away. For the second out of the inning, Acevedo ran back to the wall. Looked like he was thinking he might have a shot to leap up and over it to rob a homer. Thankfully, it was a lot easier than that. 6'4", he can basically reach up and over the wall at ease. Didn't have to there, died on the warning track, and there's two away here in the second. Five up, five down to begin the game for De Los Santos. First pitch to Yorberto Mexicano is an off-speed pitch down low. For ball one. No score, Tano. Here's the pitch. He swings and pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. Martinez gives it a look, but it's backing out of play. One ball, one strike. De Los Santos with good bend at his knees. From the first base side of the rubber. Goes into his wind. Lifts the leg, the pitch. Slider misses down and away. Two balls, one strike. Two-one to the plate. And Mexicano, it's a one-hop smash to short. Backing up in it, Romero fields in the backhand. Throws the first, dug out by Martinez. For another 1-2-3 inning for Juan de los Santos. He's seen six and retired six. On to the bottom of the second. No score from Salisbury. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every year. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the second here from Purdue Stadium. No score between the Shorebirds and Red Sox after an inning and a half. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Birds against Hunter Dobbins, who worked around a hit batter and an error in his first inning of work. Stranded Anthony Servideo out at second to end the frame. Frederick Bengozme leads it off, DHing. First pitch to him, he shows bunt, drops it down towards third. Off the mound, Dobbins grabs it with the bare hand, flings to first, not in time. Bengozme able to beat it. Drops down a bunt base hit here to start the second. Bengozme had his 17-game on-base streak snapped in game one today. Starts anew here in game two. Brings up Noelbert Romero. Bengozme at first, the first hit of the game for either side, the pitch. Romero takes a heater down and in at 96 from Dobbins for ball one. Romero playing shortstop here in game two. Right-handed batter, the pitch. He swings and pops it up, back and out of play. One ball, one strike. Middle infield on double play depth for the Red Sox as they go with their navy blue jerseys here in game two. Shorebirds in the home white. Here's the pitch. Romero stings it foul down the third base side. Ball and two strikes. Bengozme was off on the pitch, so he'll return to first base. Ball and two strikes on Romero. Noelbert in game one went 1-for-3 out of the 8-hole, and he was playing third base. Dobbins a long hole, now the pitch. And Romero hits it hard on the ground and into center for a base hit. Bengozme trots up to second. Romero aboard at first with a base hit. Back-to-back singles here to open the second for the Shorebirds. Runners at first and second, nobody out for Steven Acevedo. Acevedo got the first game of the twin bill off today. Last saw him on Friday night, went 0-for-5 with an RBI. Right-handed batter, the first pitch, he swings and fouls it back over the net, up into the sweet level for strike one. 6-4, 185 from the right side. Still 19, turns 20 in just about a month. First and second, nobody out, no score, bottom two. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, just below the belt. No balls, two strikes. Dobbins looks to second, now the pitch. And the fastball is way high, 1-2. Acevedo, one homer, four driven in. He's hitting 149 coming into today. One, two. Breaking ball called, strike three. Acevedo frozen on the knee buckling bender on the outside corner. Backwards K on Acevedo, and there's one away here in the second. Second strikeout of the game for Dobbins. Brings up Roberto Martinez. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. Still first and second, now one out. Martinez batting eighth, playing first. Here's the pitch. He swings at the breaking ball and launches it high in the air to shallow center. Center fielder Lopez wanders in, camps under it, and puts it away for the second out. Started the inning. Shorebirds have been stuck in neutral now. Strikeout and a flyout. It'll be up to the 9-0 hitter, Michael Montecon, to make something of the situation. Montecon had a productive game back on Friday, went 1-for-4, scored 2 runs, a base hit, and a stolen base, his first of the season. First pitch, swings the breaking ball and dribbles it to the backstop for strike one. Salem nothing, Delmarva nothing, the last of the second. Shorebirds took game one earlier today, 2-1. They can sweep the doubleheader, they win the series. It'll be just their second series win of the season, 0-1. Breaking ball misses off the outside corner, 1-1. Ben Cosme at second, Romero at first. Seamus, the second baseman, holds the runner tight out at second. Here's the pitch. And Montecon hits it high in the air to deep left field. Meredith goes back at the track in front of the wall. He has just enough room to put it away for the final out here in the second. Montecon gave it a ride. Comes up just short, though. And Dobbins strands the two singles here in the second. On to the third. Still scoreless between the Red Sox and the Shorebirds on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. In addition, Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Shorebirds are in town this week, and on Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride hat giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Lewis bobblehead giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And on July 9th, it's fireworks and a Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Pepsi. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the third between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Still a scoreless game. Sam Jelinek here with you. Game two here in this twin bill. Shorebirds took the front end 2-1. Brian Gonzalez leads it off here in the third for the Red Sox. And Juan de los Santos fires a fastball down and in for ball one. 7-8-9-2-1 for Salem. De los Santos has faced six and retired six to this point. The pitch. Slider misses outside 1-1. De los Santos has struck out three, a couple of flyouts, and one ground out. Gonzalez from the right side, open stance, the 2-0. Breaking ball misses down and away, 3-0. Pitch. Fastball misses down and in, and De los Santos, with an abrupt loss of control, walks Gonzalez on four pitches here to open third. First base runner of the game for Salem. Brings up Carson Seamus, the 8-hole hitter. Seamus came into the day hitting 187, 547 OPS, a homer, 13 driven in. Right-handed batter, open stance. De los Santos from the stretch for the first time, the pitch. Five here in the third have missed. Middle infield at double play depth for the Shorebirds. Outfield straight away for Seamus. A couple of steps in, actually. 1-0. Fastball misses outside for ball two. Gonzalez takes his lead from first. De Los Santos, hands held to the letters. Here's the pitch. Fastball finally in the zone, inside corner. De Los Santos, nice little cheer from the crowd, and counts 2-1. Shorebirds in game two of their doubleheader here today. I've seen basically everybody else within their rather sphere of influence, I guess we'll call it. 2-1, Seamus swings and hits it deep down the right field line, but that's out of play. 2-2, already go final today. Orioles played a noon game against the Angels, and Baltimore finished up a perfect homestand at 7-0. So they defeated Los Angeles 9-5 for their eighth straight win. 2-2. Seamus swings and hits it in the air out to right center shallow. So Acevedo coming in. Right fielder sprints the spot and puts it away for the first out here in the third. Back to first goes Gonzalez. 9-5 win for the Orioles. They trailed 2-0 early, but a 4-run fourth and a 4-run fifth made it pretty easy for them. Other scores from Birdland: Aberdeen with a 7-2 win over Brooklyn. Colin Gillespie with 4 shutout innings, his 6th win of the season. Here's the 9-0 hitter, Daryl Bellin. First pitch, runner goes from first. Fastball called strike. The throw to second is in time. Servideo jumps for the throw and plops the tag down right on the head of Brian Gonzalez for a caught stealing. Nice job all around. Montecone, a strong enough throw. Servideo, bunny hop, grab the throw, apply the tag. Just like that, there's two away. De Los Santos back to the full stretch and the 0-1 to Bellin. Fastball down the middle, it's 0-2. But Aberdeen, a 7-2 win over Brooklyn. T.T. Bowens and Billy Cook each went yard for the Ironbirds. 0-2 on Bellin. Here's the pitch. Slider down the dirt, it's 1-2. Bellin batting ninth. Just 6 for 64 this season. Has struck out 36 times. Two outs, nobody on, top of the third. De Los Santos trying to face the minimum his first time through the order. Kicks and deals the 1-2. And Bellin takes a breaking ball down and away. 2-2. Right on right matchup. De Los Santos the turn. Here's the pitch. And Bellin swings and fouls it back and out of play over our heads in the press box. Count remains at 2-2. Bellin gets back into the box, taps the plate. Hands held in front of his shoulders, the 2-2. Fastball misses low at 97 from De Los Santos, frustrated with himself there. Says a little something under his breath, retoes the rubber. Piercing stare in for the sign. Sees something he likes. The 3-2. It swung on and chopped foul. Did that get off of Bellin? Well, now all of a sudden, Corey Gerber's calling it a foul ball. And almost looked like he waited for Montecone to pick it up before calling it foul. It came pretty clearly off of Bellin's foot. So either way, a foul ball. Count stays at 3-2. Two outs, top of the third, no score. De Los Santos, the rock, fouls it straight back. Mammoth cut, ends up actually stumbling out of the box. Shorebirds and Red Sox, series finale. Birds trying to win the series, the 3-2. And Bellin rips it to short, but right at Romero, who's able to reel in the liner for the final out here in the third. Juan De Los Santos, through three innings, has seen 9 batters. And that's it. On to the bottom of the third. It's Salem nothing, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Live Band, this is Sam Kelly, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Go to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Kelly on the call, both home and away, of course. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the order, due up for the Shorebirds here at the start of the bottom of the third. No score between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox as Hunter Dobbins misses with the breaking ball down the dirt to Valdez for ball one. Valdez, Servideo, and Craig here in the third against Dobbins, who has been able to strand a couple of runners in scoring position early. He's given up just two singles. He's also hit a batter. Righty into his wind is 1-0 to Valdez. Valdez swings and chops it to the backstop. One ball, one strike. Valdez was the man that Dobbins hit back in the first. One. Valdez takes a fastball down and in. Two balls, one strike. Two-one delivery. Valdez gets tied up in knots down and in at 91 from Dobbins. Not sure if that was a cutter or not. I can imagine it probably was. The movement down and in, nasty on Valdez. Dobbins the turn and the pitch. Breaking ball hits softly on the ground to first, coming in to grab it. The first baseman, Jordan, then taps on the base. Retires Valdez for the first out here in the third. Brings up the second baseman, Anthony Servideo. He reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. It looks like Juan de los Santos will come back out for the fourth, although Miguel Padilla is already warming for the Shorebirds. Be ready just in case things get hairy. First pitch to Servideo. Fastball at the knees for strike one. Red Sox nothing, Shorebirds nothing, bottom of the third. Dobbins the righty deals home, and Servideo late on the fastball swings and misses. It's quickly 0-2. Servideo said it himself, he's still just trying to find his footing, coming back from core muscle surgery. Now 4 for 26 since coming back and rejoining the Shorebirds. 0-2. He hits a ground. Jordan backed up by the second baseman, Seamus, and good job by the pitcher, Dobbins. Getting to the bag to cover, Seamus tosses to him, retires Servideo for the second out here in the third. That's one of those plays where if the pitcher doesn't immediately come off the mound to go and cover, Servideo probably would have had an infield single. Instead, 4-1 on the putout. Jordan went to his right, dove, couldn't get it. First pitch to Trendon Craig, coaxes a big swing and a miss. Fastball blows by him for strike one. Dobbins got to the base with plenty of time, out recorded pretty handily. 0-1. Craig hits a high drive down the right field line. That will slice out a play, though. 0-2. Craig popped out to first his first time on. Red Sox nothing, Shorebirds nothing. Last of the third. Series finale, Shorebirds trying to take a series win. They cannot lose this series now, as they've taken three out of the first five. Each one of their wins has been by one run. 0-2. Breaking ball is down and away. Ball and two strikes. Right-on-right matchup, Dobbins square to the plate. Nods yes to the sign, turns into his wind the pitch. Slider down and away. Craig tried to check his swing. They appeal to first. And Nobu Yazuda says Craig went around for strike three. Dobbins with a 1-2-3 third. Picks up his third strike out of the game. On to the fourth. No score here between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late?
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
3 innings have come and gone between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox, and we still have no score. Juan de los Santos and Hunter Dobbins dueling zeros up on the board. De Los back to work here for the start of the fourth. Top of the order due up, Keir Meredith, Franer Bonassi, and Blaze Jordan. Due to bat, the first pitch to Keir Meredith is slapped on the ground towards the hole left side. Shortstop Romero on the backhand, Fields fires to first, and it's picked out by Martinez for the first out of the inning. Nice job on both ends. Romero smooth in the hole from short. Martinez, a silky smooth scoop on the back end for the first out here in the fourth. De Los Santos has faced the minimum to this point. Only base runner was Brian Gonzalez, who walked and then was caught stealing. First pitch to Brainer Bonassi is a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. De Los with three strikeouts thus far as well. Bonassi, switch hitter, batting left. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball off the outside corner, 1-1. Blaze Jordan on deck. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. De Los Santos the wind. Here's the pitch. Shambona C able to barrel one up to deep. Still going back, gets turned around. So the ball lands on the warning track and one hops over the wall. Came back in play, so Bonassi didn't stop running, but the umpire saw it. So it hopped over the wall for an automatic double. And Bonassi the first hit of the game for the Red Sox. Blister double out to center. Bonassi, that's his 11th double of the season. Now he's in scoring position for Blaze Jordan. Miguel Padilla is already throwing out in the bullpen for the Shorebirds with De Los Santos at 47 pitches. It's been limited to 38-43 his past two outings. Jordan from the right side, the pitch. Fastball spins in, pushes him off the plate for ball one. One and zero on Jordan. Bonassi at second. One out, top of the fourth. Scoreless game. Here's the pitch. And Jordan hits a chopper to third. Waiting back on it, De Leon. Fields in the third hop. Fires across. Throws out Jordan. Bonassi stays put at second. And there's two away here in the fourth. Now to the mound goes the Shorebirds manager, Felipe Rojas Jr. So I think De Los was due for just 50 pitches today. As De Los Santos frustrated, he won't be able to see this one through anymore. He'll exit this one as Padilla looks like he's about to come out of the bullpen. Felipe hasn't pointed yet. He hasn't asked De Los Santos for the ball either. So we'll see whether or not he's just telling him this is his final batter. And finally, Felipe asks for the baseball, points to the bullpen. And De Los Santos done after 3 2/3 scoreless for now. Innings here in his start. He strikes out 3, allows just 1 hit. And Miguel Padilla comes on, and this TechNet called the bullpen. We'll go ahead, take a break, be back in a minute. No score here in the fourth between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join these, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Still in the top of the fourth here from Purdue Stadium. Scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Have ourselves a TechNet call to the bullpen. Miguel Padilla takes over for Juan De Los Santos after De Los. Another solid outing, starting to ramp his innings back up as he goes 3 2/3. Right now, hasn't allowed a run on a hit, a walk, strikes out 3. And should Padilla strand the runner currently out at second here with 2 outs in the fourth, De Los Santos will run his scoreless inning streak out to 8 2/3 over his past 3 outings. But Padilla comes on. He's got Bonacci at second and Tyler Miller, the cleanup man at the plate. Padilla, right-handed pitcher, 6'2", 180. Works from a high set from the stretch, his pitch. Big looping breaking ball misses just outside for ball one. Padilla started back on Monday, the 4th of July, when 4 2/3, struck out 5, walked 4. 2 hits, 2 runs both earned. High black socks, hands together at the shoulders, the pitch. And Miller swings and fouls it back and out of play. 1 ball, 1 strike. Miller struck out his first time up against De Los. Scoreless game, top of the fourth. Remember, 7-inning game. Game 2 of this doubleheader. Padilla readies up. Down the hill, the pitch. Breaking ball chopped down the first baseline. Just foul. Martinez was able to snare it behind the bag. Ends up not mattering, though. The count's 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes on Miller. Padilla trying to strand Bonacci out at second for De Los Santos. Keep this game scoreless. The 1-2. And Miller rips it deep down the right field line, but it's a foul ball. Hooks into the corner, wrong side of the chalk. Ball and 2 strikes. Padilla holds his glove up against his chest. Romero holds Bonacci close out at second. 1-2 again. And Miller lines another one out to right, falling fast, but Acevedo to his right, able to come down with it. Right fielder with a good read, able to bring it in. Retire Miller and strand Bonacci out at second to end the fourth. On to the bottom of the fourth, still a scoreless game between the Birds and Sox here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.com.
The Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com. The Shorebirds are in town July 6th through the 10th at Purdue Stadium as they take on the Salem Red Sox. On Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride hat giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Mike Lewis bobblehead giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And on Saturday, July 9th, it's fireworks and a special Shorebirds Orange Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Pepsi. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Still a scoreless game at the start of the bottom of the fourth. Shorebirds and Red Sox here in the series finale. Shorebirds going for a series win. Right now leading it 3-2. Lance De Leon leads it off against Hunter Dobbins for the Red Sox. And the first pitch fastball is up and in. Spinning De Leon out of the right-handed batter's box for ball one. Remember, De Leon got plunked by a breaking ball on the head back in game one. 1-0. Fastball again, up and in. De Leon holds his ground this time. Ball two. De Leon struck out his first time up. Dobbins has retired six in a row, the 2-0. And De Leon, a little flare into shallow right. That dunks in for a base hit. Backspins right to the second baseman, Seamus, who thought about throwing at first. Holds on to it, though. And De Leon, an infield, or a leadoff single. Little flare into shallow right. Not pretty, but a base hit. Shorebirds the leadoff man aboard for the third time in the game. Frederick Benkozme dropped down a bunt base hit. It's clear the pitch home. It's a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. In the infield, a double play depth for Benkozme. No score, bottom of the fourth, the pitch. Benkozme takes, fastball a little low. 1-1. Dobbins the stretch, here's the pitch. And Benkozme way out in front of it, a good off-speed pitch. Dobbins has certainly been flashing his potential this week, and he's pitched really well all season long, especially against the Shorebirds. This is his third start against Delmarva. Solid fastball, good arsenal of breaking pitches. The 1-2. Benkozme a chopper to first. Off the bag, Jordan has it. Flips to second for one. Relay back to first. Dobbins picks it out, but it's late. A whale of a pick by the pitcher covering at first. Nearly a 3-6-1 double play. But Benkozme beats the tail ends. Replaces De Leon at first on fielder's choice. Brings up Noelbert Romero, who singled his first time up, a grounder up the middle. Right on right matchup, middle infield at double play depth, and the first pitch. It's right down the middle. Something a little off the fastball there at 90 from Dobbins. Strike one. Throw over to first, and Benkozme back in with a dive. Frederick has had the propensity to run quite a bit this season, just hasn't had a whole lot of success yet. 4-for-7 in stolen bases. Actually started 0-for-3, the pitch. Romero shoots it out of play, right field side. Down the count 0-2. Donovan is working with a very healthy pitch count right now, just 40. The length today, 0-2. Romero off the hands. It's in the air down the right field line, slicing towards the picnic deck. We'll rattle around the tables for another foul ball, still 0-2. Salem nothing, Delmarva nothing, bottom of the four. Dobbins, ball behind his back. Now puts it together with his red glove. Set at the chest, here's the pitch. And Romero swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball. Down on strikes, the fourth of the game for Dobbins. And there's two away here in the four. Brings up Steven Acevedo. He was caught looking by a good Dobbins breaking ball his first time up. Shorebirds, no runs on three hits, no errors. Salem, no runs, one hit, one error. Throw over to first again, and Ben Cosme dives back safely. Acevedo from the right side. Dobbins ready, down the hill, the pitch. And Acevedo, a humongous swing and a miss for strike one. Acevedo making sure he's not getting cheated out there at the plate. He's hit one homer this season, actually came against Salem. The pitch, he swings and fouls it back just to the right of us up in the press box. Karam's back down, pinballs around into the seats. It's 0-2. Ben Cosme runs from first, breaking ball down and away. The throw to second is sailed into center. Ben Cosme gets up, but will stay put at second. So no harm, no foul on the throw from Mexicano there, getting off target. Ben Cosme swipes his fifth stolen base of the season. He's in scoring position now at the count 1-2. Scoreless game, last of the fourth. Shorebirds trying to get their second series win of the season. 1-2 pitch. Acevedo swings and misses. Hard slider down and away. Dobbins dices him up for the second time tonight. She strands Ben Cosme out at second to end the fourth. On to the fifth. Still searching for a run. It's Salem nothing, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing, well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Salisbury, Maryland, Sam Jelinek with you. Salem nothing, Delmarva nothing. Now to begin the fifth with Miguel Padilla on the mound. He managed to strand a runner out at second to end the fourth as he relieved Juan de los Santos, whose line is now officially complete. 3 2/3, no runs, a hit, a walk, three strikeouts. Again, de los Santos continuing to look very good since being moved to the shorter outings, help control his innings a little bit better here. So Padilla comes on, strands a man out at second to end the fourth, comes back out for the fifth, and Hector Perez is due to throw as well today for the Shorebirds, so Padilla might only have the fifth here. Perez has been working in two-inning spurts for the Shorebirds. 5-6-7 due up for the Red Sox. Padilla from the stretch with nobody on. Leg kick the pitch, and Eduardo Lopez takes high for ball one. Lopez fly to right his first time up, a deep drive. Caught on the warning track by Acevedo. Switch hitter bats from the left side, the 1-0. Breaking ball floats in on the inside corner at 73. Ball and a strike. Padilla acquired back in 2020 from the Astros, 1-1. Breaking ball slips out of his hand, up and away, 2-1. Player to be named later in the Hector Velasquez trade. See, it was a strange occurrence that Velasquez still hasn't actually pitched for either of the teams that were involved in the trade. 2-1. Lopez lines it down the first base side. That's in for a base hit heading towards the corner. Acevedo cuts it off. Lopez around first, stutters, now continues the throw in, gets by Romero, and Lopez safe at second. So a leadoff double for Eduardo Lopez. So he nearly burned himself there. He got around first, looked like he was committed to going to second, saw how quickly, and then decided to continue. And typically, if you have that hesitation, you are just dead to rights. And Romero is able to pick that throw. Maybe they get him. Would have been bang, bang. But he's at second with nobody out here to begin the fifth. And the first pitch to Roberto Mexicano is on the inside corner for strike one. Scoreless game. Red Sox have the go-ahead run out at second here in the fifth. Remember, a seven-inning contest, game two of this twin bill. Shorebirds took game one, 2-1. Here's the pitch. Mexicano hits a flare the other way, cut off by the second baseman Servideo in shallow right. Throws to first. Martinez able to hold on to it as he collides lightly with Mexicano coming through the bag. Going to third, Lopez. Productive out for Mexicano. Go-ahead run now at third with one out for Salem here in the fifth. Now Brian Gonzalez, the DH. Lopez at third, one out. Infield comes in for the Shorebirds. Scoreless game, top five. Right on right matchup, the pitch. Breaking ball misses up and in for ball one. Gonzalez walked his first time up. Four pitches in a row missing from De Los Santos to actually begin that third. Gonzalez open stance. Padilla set the pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball one. Or for ball two, beg your pardon. The 2-0. Curveball floats up and in. 72 from Padilla. 3-0. And Gonzalez hasn't seen a strike here in game two of this doubleheader. Went with a curveball and able to drop into the top of the zone. Freezes Gonzalez. He thought it was high for ball four. So 3-1 the count. Lopez at third, the go-ahead run. One out, top five. Infield it. Gonzalez, a massive hack, comes up empty on a hanging breaker. 3-2. Have to believe that Padilla's not going anywhere but back to that curveball now. 3-2 on Gonzalez. Runner at third, one out. Top of the fifth, no score. The pitch. Breaking ball swung on and fouled back over the net in the Hardball Cafe. So the count stays at 3-2. Padilla readies up, hands at the shoulders, here's the pitch, and the breaking ball is hit high in the air, foul ground down the third baseline in front of the Shorebirds dugout. De Leon backpedaling, is able to put it away, the third baseman makes the catch, Two away here in the fifth. Big second out for Padilla. As he battles back from 3-0 down on Gonzalez, gets him to pop out. So now the infield plays back for Carson Simas. Fly to right his first time up. Right-handed batter. Lopez, the go-ahead run at third, two outs, top of the fifth. The pitch. Breaking ball is high for ball one. One-oh down the hill. Breaking ball is cued to the backstop by Simas, a little out in front. Ball and strike. Simas came into today with 13 driven in the season, on the season, I should say. 50th game played, the 1-1. Fastball misses down and away for ball two. Salem bullpen starting to stir just a little bit. Gabriel Jackson, who is due up in tandem with Dobbins, just starting to loosen a little. Dobbins at just 50 pitches through four innings. Mistakes, breaking ball scrapes the outside corner. A good one from Padilla. And the count's even at two. Go ahead, run at third, top of the fifth. Red Sox trying to strike first. Shorebirds trying to sweep this doubleheader, win the series. 2-2. Simas swings and hits it high in the air to shallow right. Second baseman Servideo back, gets under it and puts it away towards the line for the final out here in the fifth. Padilla strands the runner at third after the leadoff double onto the bottom of the fifth. Still a scoreless game here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Home half for the fifth, and still a scoreless game between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Birds trying to figure out Hunter Dobbins on the mound for Salem. His first pitcher, Roberto Martinez, is on the outside corner for strike one. Dobbins threw four innings. He's given up three hits, all singles. Hasn't walked anybody and struck out four. 0-1 misses from Dobbins for ball one. Martinez batting eighth, playing first for the Birds. Switch hitter. Stands in from the left side. Dobbins the rock. Here's the pitch. And Martinez late. Fouls it off the plate. Ball and two strikes. Dobbins shakes off one side. Martinez fly to center his first time up. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball inside. Tied him up. Dobbins with his fifth strikeout of the game, or sixth, beg your pardon. And there's one away here in the fifth. Brings in Mishael Montecone. Flied to left, deep left, his first time up. Hector Perez warming out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Looks like he's going to come on for the sixth. Pitch to Montecone. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 96, top of the zone. For strike one, Dobbins right now with just 58 pitches, and obviously very much in a rhythm at this point. 0-1. This is up high, 1-1. Gabriel Jackson, who's due to tandem with him, already throwing out in the bullpen, so I think no matter what, 1-1. Monte Cohn hits it high in the air, out to deep right, chasing Bellin back, but he gets the spot, camps under it, and puts it away in medium deep right for the second out here in the fifth. I think Dobbins, no matter what, maximum five innings today. Back to the top of the order in Luis Valdez. 0-1, grounded to first. His last time up was hit by a pitch back in the first. Switch hitter bats left the pitch. And Valdez, it's a weak number by the mound. Charging in the shortstop, Bonassi fields with the bare hand. Throws to first and gets Valdez. See to get an 80-grade runner in Valdez. And Hunter Dobbins throws a 1-2-3 fifth. Still no score between the Shorebirds and Red Sox onto the sixth. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song. I love these nachos. I love our kickball league. Ugh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920. Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to...
Shorebirds are in town this week, and on Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride hat giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Lewis bobblehead giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And on July 9th, it's fireworks and Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Pepsi. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Still a scoreless game here at the start of the sixth between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Technet call the bullpen begins the frame. Hector Lopez relieves Miguel Padilla, who goes an inning and a third. If anybody doesn't strike out anybody. Hector Lopez takes over, and before he can even throw a pitch clock violation on him. So ball one is that bat with Darryl Bellin. 9-1-2 due up for the Red Sox against Lopez, making his fourth outing with the Shorebirds. 1-0 is a fastball just down and away for ball two. 5 2/3 innings. Lopez has struck out 8, walked 7. Giving up 2 runs on 3 hits. The 2-0 is down and away for ball three. And even here with the Shorebirds, as opposed to Lopez's long track record in the minors, the longstanding issue has been his control. 3-0. Fastball misses inside ball four. He walks Bellin on... well, three pitches, I guess. Here to begin the sixth, and the tying runs on for the Red Sox. Or go-ahead runs on here to lead off the frame. Top of the order, Kira Meredith now digs in. Perez had some trouble in his most recent outing. That was back on the sixth against Salem. Righty comes to a high set. Here's the pitch. Meredith takes a fastball inside for ball one. Hector allowed 2 runs on 2 hits, 4 walks, and a strikeout over an inning and 2/3 back on Wednesday. Here's the pitch. Meredith swings and misses, breaking ball down and in. Down the swing over top of it would have been ball 2. Bellin at first, the go-ahead run top of the 6th. Red Sox nothing, Shorebirds nothing. Middle infield at double play depth. Meredith from the left side. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Meredith swings and misses. The throw to second on the bag. And they get Bellin by a mile. Perfect strike from Monte Cohn as he hoses Bellin at second. His second caught stealing of the game. And there's one away here in the sixth and a 1-2 count to boot on Meredith. Lopez is 1-2. Meredith takes a splitter down. Hector acquired by the Orioles back in May as a minor league free agent. He's bounced around a couple of different organizations. The 2-2. Fastball way down and in. Meredith has to dance out of the way. Counts full. Lopez, originally signed by the Astros out of the Dominican Republic, was traded back in 2018 to the Blue Jays as part of the Roberto Osuna trade. 3-2. And Meredith reaches forward and hits it high in the air down the left field line. Slicing towards the grassy berm, it's out of play. Count stays at 3-2. Hector was then traded again a couple of years later from the Blue Jays to the Reds for a player to be named later. And was finally DFA'd by Cincinnati this past year. 3-2. Meredith hits a high chopper to first. On the first hop, Martinez has it next to the bag. First baseman takes it to the base, retires Meredith himself for the second out here in the sixth. So two away, that brings up Rainer Bonassi. Plays Jordan on deck. Bonassi doubled his first time up, or his last time up, beg your pardon. He's 1-for-2 overall. First pitch from Lopez is a fastball that goes to the backstop for ball one. Hector, a big arm. 95 there on that most recent pitch. But again, over the course of his minor league career, the control problems have cropped up again and again. 1-0. Breaking ball slashed in the air out to deep left. Craig's tracing back in front of the warning track. He gets there, puts it away over his head. For the final out here in the sixth, Lopez ends up facing the minimum thanks to a caught stealing. On to the bottom of the sixth, still no score between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and cast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Home half the sixth coming up. It's still Salem nothing and Delmarva nothing. TechNet call to the bullpen begins the frame for Salem, though, as Hunter Dobbins, despite five scoreless innings, won't be a factor in the decision tonight. He allows just three hits, hits a batter, and strikes out six. Over the course of his 10 innings this week, he allows just one run and strikes out 16. Anthony Servideo leads it off against Gabriel Jackson in the first pitch. Misses inside for ball one as the sun starts to poke out from behind some clouds, giving some sunshine in the outfield while shadows still cover the infield. 1-0 to Servideo. Jackson misses down and away for ball two. Jackson pitched back on in relief of Dobbins, went four innings, allowing two runs on six hits, striking out one. The 2-0. Servideo rips it down the first baseline, just foul. Wrong side of the bag. 2-1. Servideo actually homered off of Jackson off the left field foul pole for his first career long ball. Anthony 0-2 tonight. Jackson the righty into his wind. Here's the pitch. And Servideo fouls it off the plate. 2-2. Jackson first base out of the rubber, 6-2, 180, making his 16th appearance. The 2-2. Servideo checks his swing. They appeal to first, and Yazuda says he went around. Not too much argument from Servideo. Jackson strikes him out for the first out here in the sixth. Brings up Trenton Craig hitting out of the three hole. He's 0-2 today. Jackson now in 60 innings, struck out 42, walked 19. First pitch to Craig. Fastball sinks down and in for ball one. Jackson out of the Dominican Republic, 20 years old, turned 21 come September. 1-0 pitch. Craig takes a swing and hits it high in the air, down the right field line, slicing towards the corner. It's back and out of play. 1-1. Shorebirds trying to sweep this doubleheader and get themselves their second series win of the season. First one was back in mid-May when they took 5 out of 6 from Fredericksburg. Only one this year. 1-1. Craig tied up inside, swings through the fastball in 93. It's 1-2. Delmarva 1-10-2 this year overall in the now 13 series they've played. 1-2. Craig takes a called strike three. Fastball outside corner. Jackson dices him up. Back-to-back K's out of the bullpen. And there's two away here in the sixth. Grand total of 3 runs scored throughout this doubleheader now. 2-1 win in game one for Delmarva. Nothing on the board here in game two. We're here in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch to Isaac De Leon. Fastball misses outside for ball one. De Leon 1-2 with a single. A little flare the other way. De Leon homered back on Monday. Solo shot, his fifth of the year. Pitch from Jackson. Fastball misses outside for ball two. Shorebird surely wouldn't mind another solo homer from De Leon. ...2-0 from Jackson. De Leon swings and pops it up on the infield. Back behind short, shortstop Bonassi. Now back onto the infield dirt. Puts it away, and Gabriel Jackson fires a 1-2-3 inning out of the bullpen. 6 innings in the books, and still no score onto the seventh here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plays. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, Jeffro, he was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh, still a scoreless game. Shorebirds and Red Sox. Salem coming to the plate. Two hits so far in this one for Salem as the pitch from Hector Lopez to Blaze Jordan's fouled back and out of play for strike one. 3-4 and 5 due up against Lopez, who worked around a leadoff walk in the sixth. Ended up facing the minimum after a caught stealing. Jordan 0 for 2. Lopez from the stretch with nobody on. Here's the 0-1. Fastball up and in, cut on and missed at 94. It's 0-2. Jordan fouls it back and out of play. Stay at 0-2. So Perez back to work. Trying to send this game to the home half of the seventh. The 0-2 on the outside corner. Splitter slices the edge. Jordan down looking for the first out here in the seventh. First strikeout for Perez out of the bullpen. Brings up Tyler Miller, the cleanup man. He's 0 for 2. Homered in game one today as the first pitch fastball is up and away for ball one. Perez shimmies to the ready the pitch. Splitter just outside. 2-0. Perez trying to send this one to the home half of the seventh. Still scoreless. Give the Birds a chance to walk it off for a third time this week. 2-0. Miller a big swing and a miss. Can't connect. 2-1. Shorebirds all of last year had two walk-off wins, period. Shorebirds have walked it off twice this year. Or twice this week, three times this year, each time the 2-1. Miller checks his swing, appeal to first, and Yazuda says he held up. 3-1. All three times this year have come against Salem. The only other Sunday home game Shorebirds played against the Red Sox. You guessed it, a walk-off win. 3-1. Miller fouls it back and out of play. Counts full at 3-2. Salem, no runs, two hits, one error. Delmarva, no runs, three hits, and no errors themselves. Top of the seventh, one out. Nobody on for Miller. Perez has him with a full count. Leg kick, here's the pitch. And Miller swings and misses. Fastball, letter high, inside corner. Perez gets him to whiff. Back-to-back strikeouts here to begin the seventh. Brings up Eduardo Lopez. He has the only extra base hit of the game for either side, a double back in the fifth. Switch hitter from the left side. Perez deals home, and breaking ball misses down and in for ball one. Never finished off the rest of Birdland scores they were trying to get to earlier. The pitch, it's inside, 2-0. Told you Aberdeen defeated Brooklyn 7-2. Bowie right now actually just lost. Their game just went final against Somerset as they fall 3-1. Bay Sox offense going silent this week. The 2-0 is fouled back and out of play by Lopez. 2-1 Norfolk, a 6:35 first pitch against Jacksonville. Right now trail it 2-0. Bottom of the third. 2-1 on Lopez. Perez ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Grounded down the first base side. Just foul. Counts even at 2. Two and two on Lopez. Perez trying to strike out the side in the seventh. The pitch. Fastball is up and away. Three balls, two strikes. Scoreless game, top of the seventh. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Eduardo Lopez at the plate. Here's the pitch. It's high, ball four. Lopez walks, and the go-ahead run aboard for the Red Sox here in the seventh with two outs. Roberto Mexicano, the catcher, strides to the plate. It's Mexicano way back on Monday, who actually tied the game at 3-3 in the ninth inning against the Shorebirds. Now a chance to give Salem the lead here in the seventh. The pitch, Mexicano swings and skies it out to right center. Acevedo a couple of steps over the right fielder under it, and he puts it away for the final out here in the seventh. Mexicano strands the potential go-ahead run at first. On to the last of the seventh. Shorebirds a chance to walk it off for the third time this week. We're scoreless here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Home half of the seventh in a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. The Shorebirds will have a chance to walk it off for the third time this week and win this series against the Red Sox. All they need is one run. 5, 6, and 7 due up against Gabriel Jackson. Frederick Benkozme leads it off. Jackson into his wind, his first pitch. Benkozme winds it the other way. That's down for a base hit heading towards the corner. It goes all the way to the wall. Meredith picks it up, but Benkozme into second, standing with a leadoff double. The winning run in scoring position for the Shorebirds to kick off the seventh. Now the question is, what do you do with Romero? Does Noelbert think about bunting here with Steven Acevedo on deck, who struck out twice tonight? Benkozme, good speed at second. Salem will position their infield. Corners in, guarding against the bunt. Bottom of the seventh, game two of this twin build. Final frame, here's the pitch. Romero doesn't show bunt, instead winds it by the shortstop Bonassi, and on into left to base it. Benkozme rounds third. The throw to the plate from Meredith is not in time. Benkozme gets under the tag, and Noelbert Romero wins it for the Shorebirds with a base hit to left. 1-0, the Birds walk it off here in the seventh. A third walk-off win this week, a series win for the Shorebirds, and a doubleheader sweep to boot. If it were done best, it was done quickly. Noelbert Romero, right after Benkozme doubles to left, lines a single into left center. And the Shorebirds walk it off for the third time this week. They take 4 out of 6 from Salem. Their second series win of the season. And it's a 1-0 win for the Shorebirds. Well, go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap. Your final score, the Shorebirds walk it off here in the seventh, 1-0 on Noelbert Romero's single to left center. Be back with the post-game show next. This has been Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. Time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. We'll wrap this one up quickly because, well, it's been a long day, hasn't it? But it's not that long when the Shorebirds sweep a twin bill from the Salem Red Sox with 2 1-run wins, 2-1 in Game 1, 1-0 in Game 2. The Shorebirds walk it off for the third time this week and take 4 out of 6 from the Salem Red Sox this week for their second series win of the season. Sam Jelinek here with you. Let's walk you through how this one happened. Game 1, honestly not a whole lot of offense. Shorebirds got a run in the first. Heston Kerst had an RBI double that was equalized by a Tyler Miller solo homer in the second. Shorebirds, though, then took the lead on a fielder's choice in the fifth. Luis Valdez scoring from third. The throw to the plate was high, and Delmarva had a 2-1 lead. Salem nearly tied it in the seventh. Here, Meredith tried to score from first on a single but was hosed at the plate. Final play of the game, and that's how Game 1 ended. Meredith was out by a couple of steps. Wild play. Game 2, no offense. Hunter Dobbins, 5 shutout innings for Salem. Juan de los Santos, Miguel Padilla, and Hector Lopez. And if you can believe this, they just combined for the first shutout this year for the Shorebirds. Shout out the pitching staff, allowing just one run across 14 innings today to a really good Salem offense. Only run came in the bottom of the seventh. Frederick Bencozme doubled to start the frame. Noelbert Romero then lined a single into left center. And Bencozme was able to score from second just ahead of the throw with a headlong dive around the tag of Mexicano. And the Shorebirds walked it off for the third time this week and take the series 4 out of 6 from Salem. Game one, final line score, Red Sox, one run, four hits, no errors. They strand six. Delmarva, two runs, four hits, no errors. They strand six as well. Ryan Long was the winner. He improved to 3-4. Maceo Campbell took the loss, falls to 4-2. And Darlin Alcantara, his first save of the season. Game two, Salem, no runs, two hits, one error. They strand three. Delmarva, one run, five hits, no errors. They strand four. Hector Perez, his first Delmarva win. He's 1-0. While Gabriel Jackson takes the loss, falls to 5-7. As the Shorebirds sweep the doubleheader and take the series 4-2. With the two wins, Delmarva now 26-54 in the season. They are 5-10 here in the second half. Now 15-23 at home, and they are on a three-game winning streak for the first time since mid-May. Salem, they fall to 42-39. They are 7-8 on the season. They fall to 20-22 overall, and they have dropped three in a row. Go ahead, get you some out-of-town scores now that we've wrapped up everything from today's game. Birdland scoreboard for you. Aberdeen, a 7-2 win over Brooklyn. Bowie loses to Somerset 3-1. And Norfolk right now trails Jacksonville 3-0 in the bottom of fourth. Orioles, they win it 9-5 over the Angels, win their eighth in a row. Now 43-44, just a game under 500. Carolina League scoreboard for you. Kannapolis, a 5-3 win over Carolina, as the Shorebirds will now take on a Mudcats team that has now dropped five in a row. Fredericksburg, a 7-2 win over Lynchburg, as they take 11 out of 12 on their homestand after sweeping the Shorebirds last week. Down East, a 2-0 shutout win over Fayetteville. Charleston in six innings, a 6-2 win over Augusta. Myrtle Beach and Columbia right now in the ninth. Pelicans lead it 9-2. And those are all the scores from around the league and from around all the teams that you care about. So let's go ahead, turn our attention to Tuesday. Shorebirds have an off day tomorrow. We'll be traveling down to the Triangle in North Carolina, the Raleigh-Durham area, specifically Zebulon, to take on the Carolina Mudcats for the first time this season. Series gets going at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. 5:50, we'll talk to you for the pregame show. Starters have not been announced for either side. Once we get those, we will pass along that information to you. That'll about wrap up tonight's broadcasts, I should say. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's broadcasts. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue State Show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And one final time, your final scores from today. The Shorebirds sweep a doubleheader from the Salem Red Sox, 2-1 in Game 1, 1-0 in Game 2. Noel Bert Romero, the hero, as he walks it off on the Red Sox, and the Shorebirds take 4 out of 6 this week from Salem to win their second series of the season. Until Tuesday, we'll talk to you from Zebulon, North Carolina. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.